Blackstone Audio presents Beware the Young Stranger by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Robert Fass. 1. Valancourt was the last of the foursome to reach the locker room. Coming off the 18th green, he had been hailed by a gushing, well-padded matron he barely knew. She had three out-of-town guests at a cocktail table on the clubhouse terrace, and she insisted on introducing John Valancourt to them as our own distinguished diplomat, the man who knows all the secrets of those nasty foreign countries. Lanky and trim, a silver and tan man of 50-odd years, Valancourt exchanged small talk, managed a tactful escape, and immediately forgot the incident. He had more important things to think about. Nancy, for instance, his daughter. In the deserted locker room, he stripped, showered, toweled briskly, and put on the dark gray Italian silk suit he had worn to the club this morning. He made an admission to himself. He was disturbed. Playing around 6,500 yards of golf course with Keith Rollins today hadn't quieted his sense of caution. Valancourt had experienced similar emotional radar in foreign capitals when United States prestige and best interests were at stake, and in the solitude of big game country when the hunter was cut down to size. His wariness over Rollins was not because the time had inevitably arrived when there must be a change in his relationship with Nancy. He was preparing for the change. The emergence of his daughter into womanhood was welcome and good. He looked forward to seeing his bloodline extended in Nancy's children.